Welcome back to our podcast, APES. That stands for Appreciating Pescatarians Eat Salad. Our hosts today are Ava,
Bella,
Ilsa,
and Elena.
Today we're going to be talking about current events that are controversial to the environment. Our first topic is opinions on electric cars. Are they good, or should we continue to buy old, used cars, which are supposedly supposed to be better for the environment, in some people's opinions?
So, the thing about that is that, in the long term, hybrid cars are going to be more environmentally friendly. However, the process to make them is not very environmentally friendly. So I would say, right now, it would be smarter to invest in an older car and use that until its lifespan is over, and then once that car is dead, then you can invest in a car because you exhausted the resources you had before.
Yeah.
So it's not putting anything to waste.
Hybrid cars are also really expensive, so maybe it's not a realistic option for everybody in the country to get like a Tesla or something.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are like misunderstanding the process that it takes to make electric or hybrid cars, because the lithium batteries that are used in electric cars are actually really, really bad for the environment. So like, if it stops working, getting rid of that motor or like the engine is really, really bad for the environment, and like the process to make the engine is also really bad for the environment. But at the same time, using an old car that has like diesel or gasoline emits a lot of fumes, and diesel and gasoline are fossil fuels that are non-renewable.
Yeah.
Also, when like electric cars like say they're zero emission, that's not necessarily the case, because they also rely on electricity, and a lot of places use coal to produce electricity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like it's still like not like zero emission, and it's still like emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
True. Even if like the physical car is not actually releasing any emissions, like there's a lot of things that go into making it or producing the electricity that do produce a lot of emissions.
So overall, what do we think about hybrid cars or electric cars, good or bad?
I think it's a good idea.
I definitely think it's better for the environment than driving a gas car. Like, even though, like, especially if you, like, end up, like, needing to buy a new car, I think you should choose to buy an electric car if you're gonna buy a new car. But I wouldn't buy, like, an electric car just to buy the electric car.
Like, yeah.
Only if you, like, need a new car.
I think if you're gonna buy a brand new car, you should buy electric, because there's already been a lot of emissions that are put into both of those cars. But the hybrid or electric car will be a lot more sustainable and produce a lot less like pollution than like a brand new gas car. But I think overall, if you're gonna buy an electric car like just for the fun of it, not actually because you need a new car or whatever, I think you should definitely buy an older car, because the car is already on the planet, and like there are no new emissions that are going into producing that car. There's just emissions coming from the use of the fuel.
And we should invest in processes that make the construction of electric cars cleaner and better for the environment.
Yeah, do your research on the kinds of hybrids or electric cars that you want, because like the super fancy ones like Teslas and stuff like that, they get like updates, but like the technology in them can like really easily like glitch out, and then like replacements and stuff like that can cost a lot of money for the consumer as well as for the environment. So just like what are those, Priuses?
Yeah,
those are like a really good electric car, even if they're
Leafs are as well. Another thing on that is like how technology is made to like wear down over time, even though it can still be good after that a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Like Apple,
like the lithium batteries, they expand over time, and then like your phone has a life of like 4 years or something, and then you have to buy a new one. And it's the same with cars,
which is so stupid, because like they definitely could make products that could last so much longer, but like take the same energy to make, which I think would be so much cooler if we could transition to that. I get that it helps the economy and it's all about money, but at the same time, like, having a phone that dies so quick really sucks, I think, for everyone.
We have no economy if we don't have a planet.
Exactly. Snaps for
and
that.
And all of those phones, like, once your phone dies, like, there's all of those materials in there that are, like, toxic, and then you get stuff, like, where we're sending waste to, like, other countries, and they're going through the waste, and sometimes it's unsafe, and there's so many issues that result from using cheap materials in your phones.
Yeah, and a lot of it can't be recycled, which really sucks. Or, like, there's really complicated recycling methods that are so much more expensive than just, like, mining for the new materials, which would be really cool if we could just, like, reuse the materials and kind of just having like, better recycling programs in general.
Also, just, like, Apple will come out with a new iPhone every single year, and people will have the last generation. Like, you'll have the 12, and then you'll still upgrade to the 13, even though, like, the specs it's are going to be exactly the same.
Yeah, and it's so still working fine.
Yeah, I would just say, like, for the consumer, just, like, use your electronics until they can't be used anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and even some electronics, like, when it starts to die, you can replace the battery instead of replacing the whole thing. Like, a lot of people with Bluetooth speakers will do that. Like, it'll start dying off really fast. You can replace the battery instead of the whole, like, plastic part of the speaker. Like, instead of getting a whole new speaker, which I think a lot of people don't realize. Like, you can fix your products pretty easily.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think in, like, society today, like, we've started just, like, throwing away things instead of investing in, like, fixing things. And, yeah. A lot of companies, like, don't, like, sell parts for fixing, and I think if we, like, invested more in that, then there'd be a lot less waste.
Yeah, and companies could still make money off of selling the parts, which would be cool.
And there's programs, like, what Apple does where you can, like, trade in
your
old phone, and it'll go towards the payment of the new phone, but a lot of people don't do that. They just, like, get rid of it.
Yeah, I know. And, like, a lot of clothing brands are starting to do, like, Patagonia, which everyone knows as, like, a pretty eco-conscious brand, which is really cool. They even did, like, a marketing thing. I think it was in, like, 2018 or 2017 where they said, do not buy their products. And a lot of these brands will also shut down during, like, Black Friday and stuff to promote, like, not crazy buying stuff that you don't need. But there's a lot of brands like that, like, I know Patagonia and Osprey specifically in my head that will, like, sell you parts, or you can ship back your items to get fixed through them, either, like, at no cost or low cost, which is cool because then the brand is still getting income, but we can reuse our products. Yeah. Or they'll teach people how to fix their products, which is really cool. I think we should have more of that.
H&M does it too, where you can, like, it doesn't even have to be their clothes, but you can, like, bring in old clothes and they'll use it to make new clothes for them, like, for their own company. So it's like you're not throwing away clothes, it's being reused, and then it also is helping the economy. So it's like I feel like people think that there's no way to, like, save the environment but also be, like, financially, like, smart. Yeah. And there is. We just have to use our brains.
We do have a sunscreen ad, however. Today, we're going to be advertising
Hawaiian Tropic.
Hawaiian Tropic.
It's sparkly and it smells good.
And it is reef safe. And wear sunscreen because skin cancer is bad.
We'll catch you guys in the next Apes podcast. Thanks for listening.
And that stands for?
Appreciation pescatarian eat salad. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.